Hey listeners, welcome to PMHN Podcast. This episode outlines the theoretical basis of psychiatric mental health nurse practitioner, PMHNP, practice, emphasizing the biopsychosocial model, recovery-oriented care, and evidence-based interventions. It discusses the DSM-5 classification of psychiatric disorders, the principles of therapeutic relationships, including transference and countertransference, and details the phases of the nurse-client relationship essential to effective mental health care. To begin our discussion, it's important to highlight that while the psychiatric mental health nurse practitioner, or PMHNP, is a relatively modern role, psychiatric nursing itself has deep historical roots. Dr. Deleon, can you elaborate on how this tradition influences today's advanced practice?
Certainly. The long-standing tradition of psychiatric nursing provided a foundation of core concepts and values such as empathy and patient-centered care that continue to inform the PMHNP role. Even as the profession evolves, these principles remain central to effective practice.
So, in a way, the PMHNP builds on a legacy, adapting established approaches to modern contexts. How does this connection to tradition benefit current mental health care delivery?
It ensures continuity and credibility. Patients benefit from evidence-based innovations while also receiving care grounded in time-tested theories. This dual approach is vital for addressing complex psychiatric needs across diverse populations.
Transitioning to theory, PMHNP practice is described as being theoretically grounded. What does this mean in practical terms for nurses and their patients?
Theoretically grounded care means PMHNPs use established nursing and psychological theories to guide their decisions. For example, they might apply cognitive behavioral or psychodynamic frameworks to assess and treat symptoms, ensuring interventions are systematic rather than arbitrary. The role of the psychiatric mental health nurse practitioner, PMHNP, is grounded in a long tradition of psychiatric nursing, with theories forming the foundation for practice. These theories provide the core concepts that define scope of practice and guide patient care.
That makes sense. Could you share how using these theories actually shapes day-to-day patient interactions or care planning?
Absolutely. If a patient presents with anxiety, a nurse might draw from cognitive theory to help the patient identify and reframe negative thought patterns. This structured approach leads to more targeted, effective interventions.
Building on these theories, the biopsychosocial framework is central to PMHNP care. Can you break down what this model entails and why it's so pivotal?
The biopsychosocial model considers three dimensions: biology, psychology, and social environment. Rather than isolating symptoms, it encourages practitioners to look at the interplay between genetics, emotional health, and social context. This holistic approach increases the likelihood of identifying root causes and tailoring interventions.
Are there real-world examples where this framework makes a significant difference?
Definitely. Take depression. Biological factors like neurotransmitter imbalances, psychological factors like learned helplessness, and social factors such as isolation all contribute. Addressing each aspect leads to more comprehensive recovery.
A key shift in mental health care over the past two decades is the focus on recovery. What does recovery-oriented care mean for clients and practitioners alike?
Recovery is about more than symptom reduction. It aims for holistic well-being. The Substance and Mental Health Services Administration identifies four pillars: health, home, purpose, and community. These guide PMHNPs in helping clients lead meaningful, connected lives. Recovery is the primary goal in modern mental health care, emphasizing health, home, purpose, and community. PMHNP care is evidence-based and goal-directed. Culturally sensitive, recognizing clients' strengths and supporting hope for the future. Inclusive of education for clients, families, and communities. Supportive of individuals with co-occurring medical and psychiatric conditions. Recovery principles are integrated at all levels of care.
How do PMHNPs operationalize these dimensions in daily practice?
They work collaboratively with clients to set achievable goals, foster hope, and support social reintegration. For instance, helping a client secure stable housing or find employment is as essential as managing medication.
Let's delve into the importance of cultural competence and evidence-based practice. How do PMHNPs ensure interventions respect clients' backgrounds while staying scientifically rigorous?
PMHNPs tailor interventions to each client's culture, ethnicity, and values, drawing on current research to guide their choices. For example, they may adapt communication styles or therapy modalities to align with cultural norms, which improves both engagement and outcomes.
Could you offer a hypothetical scenario illustrating this balance?
Certainly. If a client from a collectivist culture is reluctant to participate in individual therapy, the PMHNP might incorporate family sessions, blending evidence-based techniques with cultural sensitivity.
Accurate diagnosis is foundational. Since 2013, the DSM-5 has guided psychiatric classification. How has this system changed the way mental health professionals, including PMHNPs, approach diagnosis?
The DSM-5 moved away from the old multiaxial system, instead using dimensional assessments and specific, empirically tested criteria. This shift allows for more nuanced diagnoses, reflecting the spectrum and severity of symptoms rather than rigid categories. DSM-5, 2013, replaced the DSM-IVTR multiaxial system. Mental disorders are now classified using specific, reliable criteria. Emphasis on dimensional assessments rather than categorical.
Are there challenges or advantages to this approach, especially for advanced practice nurses?
One advantage is better individualized care. However, some practitioners worry about over-pathologizing normal variations in behavior. PMHNPs must balance thorough assessment with clinical judgment to avoid unnecessary labeling.
Therapeutic relationships are described as mutual and goal-directed. What are the hallmarks of an effective therapeutic relationship between a PMHNP and a client?
Key characteristics include genuineness, empathy, respect, and clear professional boundaries. These foster trust, enabling clients to engage openly in their treatment. The relationship itself becomes a vehicle for change. A mutual, interpersonal relationship between nurse and client focused on the client's needs. Characteristics include genuineness, acceptance, non-judgment, authenticity, empathy, respect, and professional boundaries. Key dynamics. Transference. Client projects past feelings onto the PMHNP. Counter-transference. Nurse's emotional reaction influenced by past experiences. PMHNPs must monitor and address counter-transference through supervision and peer discussion.
How do these qualities influence outcomes, especially in challenging cases?
Research shows strong therapeutic alliances correlate with better adherence and outcomes. For example, a client struggling with substance use is more likely to persist in treatment if they feel understood and respected by their nurse practitioner.
Let's explore the phases of the therapeutic relationship. How do PMHNPs navigate the introduction, working, and termination stages with their clients?
The introduction phase sets the tone, building trust and clarifying expectations. The working phase involves goal setting, implementing interventions, and monitoring progress. Termination focuses on reviewing achievements, supporting independence, and planning for ongoing needs. Introduction, orientation phase. Build trust, set boundaries, provide evaluation, establish treatment goals. Clients may show hesitancy, approach, avoidance. Working phase, identification, exploitation. Clarify goals, implement and monitor treatment, measure outcomes. Challenges, client resistance, transference, or countertransference. Termination. Resolution phase. Review progress, plan for long-term care, disengage, and make referrals. Clients may resist termination, show regression, or reemergence of symptoms.
What challenges might arise in moving between these phases? And how are they addressed?
Clients may resist termination or regress as the relationship ends. PMHNPs address this by preparing clients early, reinforcing self-management skills, and ensuring appropriate referrals or support networks.
Finally, transference and countertransference are crucial, yet often misunderstood, dynamics. Can you clarify what these terms mean and why they matter?
Transference is when a client projects feelings from past relationships onto the nurse, while countertransference describes the nurse's emotional reactions to the client. Both can cloud judgment if unrecognized.
How do PMHNPs identify and manage countertransference to maintain professional boundaries and care quality?
They monitor their emotional responses, seek supervision, and discuss concerns with peers. For example, if a nurse feels unusually anxious around a client, reflecting in supervision can prevent it from impacting care or boundaries.
That brings our exploration full circle, highlighting how theory, evidence, and self-awareness intersect in advanced psychiatric nursing practice. Thank you for joining us. Remember to like, share, and subscribe to PMHN Podcast. Check out other episodes. Until next time. Bye.